This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Do you like the great outdoors? Are you or are you looking to be a master bow hunter, king of the hill in archery? You're in the right place. Welcome to Bow Hunter Planet. It's the Bow Hunter Planet podcast, recorded live in the BHP studios, Detroit, Michigan, with your host, Team BHP.
Hello, welcome to the Bow Hunter Planet podcast. It's myself, Dave Thomas, and Jay Dumas, coming to you live from the Woods and Water Show in Emily City, Michigan, our third episode here in this series. What do you think, Jay?
Excellent show. Great opportunity for everybody to get out here, meeting a lot of good people, a lot of good interactions, and everybody's excited about the upcoming season. There's no doubt about that.
I tell you what, man, this show is crazy, and I've probably seen about thousands of people that have walked through here.
Absolutely.
And the nice part is, the one thing that's common, I think, about the whole thing is just that it's hunters talking to hunters, you know. It's kind of cool. And everybody hunts in all these different areas, you know.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
And the age range of the hunters, you know. We have the older generation that's still out there. They're doing their thing. And what you find is, too, they're stuck in their old ways with most of their, you know, tactics and things like that. But there's so many kids here, and there's so many kids with smiles on their face with their family that they're happy to be here because they enjoy the outdoors. And that's something that's important,
sure.
You know.
Yeah, and I see even, like, right now, this minute, there's, like, teenagers standing out there with dogs and stuff, you know what I mean? Like,
there's a lot of people leaving with dogs. There's no doubt about that.
The dog, if you never been in the Woods and Water Show, they have so many puppies. They have a big puppy area, and it's actually really cool. They have, like, beagles and English setters and
a lot of hunting dogs,
golden retrievers, all hunting. Yeah, pretty much hunting. And you know, there's so much great going on. And earlier we had you weren't here for it, but we had Darton on, we had G5 on. It was
excellent.
Fun, you know.
Yeah.
Just
it's
loud here, you know, but it's cool.
Well, yeah, it's hopping. This is probably the busiest I've seen it in a while. A lot of people here today. Everywhere you look, there's smiling faces. So that must mean that things are going good.
And we lost Reslow. He was here. He disappeared with his wife. So
Ron took a walk. He's probably spending some more money, like everybody else here. We're all spending money. Come here or not.
But that's one of the cool things about it, right? It's all about spending money, and you know, and that's the thing about hunters I love, is they support one another. They'll spend some money, you know, in areas where they wouldn't normally spend it. So
it truly is a family. I mean,
yeah,
you could strike up a conversation with just about anybody here and talk it like you knew the person forever, you know. I mean, that's just how hunters are.
Yeah, and, for sure. And were you surprised to see your face up there?
Yeah, no, man, it looks good. I was surprised. I'm like, I need to start walking around with face paint on. I look better. You know what I mean?
That's so funny.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we got our banners here at the show, and you know, we have these like flag things that are really cool. And Jay's on there, Jamie, myself, Kevin on one. The other one's Brian and Ron, and we have a middle one that has myself, John Cedar, Aaron Cloyd, myself again, and myself's butt, and Chris. No, actually, it's not me. It's Chris and somebody else, and then Jamie again. So, kind of fun. I like the promotional part of things. Like, I like having all the banners. I like bringing the actual podcast table into this facility.
It's a great idea.
It's pretty cool.
I mean, to be right here, right in the middle of everything, and doing a podcast, which is cool, you know?
It's a lot of fun. And there's so many cool companies. And one of the companies I saw here, and you might have them at your local farmer's markets or whatever, is Jarhead Salsa. I was just telling Jay about it.
Yeah, I got to try that
awesome.
Out.
Awesome.
If I see my wife, I'm going to send her over there for sure. But,
yeah.
Sounds like it's good stuff.
Yep, veteran-owned, and these guys make their salsa out of Michigan, and it's absolutely amazing salsa.
Always support the veterans.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
They're doing good. We just had a couple of firemen come in here. We gave them free shirts just because they're firemen. And, you know,
that's
a
good thing.
I had a retired police officer. I was talking to him a little bit. It was interesting. You know, he was on SWAT and stuff. So I got to chat with him a little bit about hunting and all that stuff. And it was really cool. You know, just a lot going on. So
I think, yeah, he's the one that picked up the knife, wasn't it?
Yeah, Shrade.
He went back and
machete.
Forth. We didn't have to do much of a sale with this guy because his wife picked up a puppy today, like a lot of people here, and his trade-off was he was going to pick himself up a real nice knife, so good for him.
Oh, for sure.
Good people.
There's just a lot going on, and, you know, people are, I mean, I see so many people. It's interesting because some people, like, look, some people just walk right through. Some people are paying attention to certain things, you know. It's cool to do the podcast. It's funny because, like, no one's really looking at us doing the podcast.
Not now,
but earlier they were. But it's weird because, like, you see all these people and no one's really paying a full attention to notice we're doing this
right
now. Except for your son, of course, who's listening in on this.
Yeah. Yeah, he's Googling alligators and things like that.
He wants to hunt an alligator.
He wants to do an alligator. I told him he's got to shoot a deer first.
You want to hunt it?
You got to start. You got to start small.
You want to hunt an alligator? Let's see if we can get him on here, if I can pick the right one. Here we go.
Yeah.
All right. Why do you want to hunt an alligator?
Because they're, like, so cool.
They're, like, so cool. Hey, where are you going next weekend, buddy?
On a youth hunt.
His first youth hunt. So I told him he's got to get a deer first, then we'll try to get him the alligator, you know, when Dad makes more money.
Yeah. Youth hunt is next week in Michigan. I'm taking my son. Me and Jamie are taking his son and my son to our 300-acre lease we're on. And then I actually have a couple weeks after that, we're trying to go Lane Walker's for Tim's son.
Always a great place to go. Great place to go.
Lane is just amazing, man. I was trying to get him over here, but the problem is he's so busy. He's got so many people stopping in to see these youth books, you know.
Absolutely.
And so I'm trying to get with him, but the problem is it's just almost impossible. So I'm going to do the podcast with him at his house. You know, I think that's the best way to do it out of Kevin's RV and just, you know, just get the good quality audio. You know, we're trying to get it to you guys listening to this. And we, you know, I'll be honest with you, we had about 15-20 people stop by and tell me how awesome they love the podcast or listening.
Oh, that's excellent.
So it's really cool. Like, and people are like, I love your show. We love Test Lab. We get to learn about a lot about it.
You know, I've turned some of my coworkers onto the podcast, and now they'll find themselves, you know, listening on the way to work and things like that.
It's
actually
so
relaxing
for us, though.
You know?
It is. But it's tricky because how many episodes do we launch?
Oh.
Jamie's sitting on 6 right now. Yeah. And I don't know if we should launch these right away or we should be delaying. A lot of people are telling us, like, oh, you can't do, like, just dump them all in. You got to do it once a week or, you know.
A slow release,
But my thing is I'm not into that. I have the content. Why
they
not dump it?
Yeah.
Right? And let people listen. So I get that you guys want, as listeners, probably want a new podcast every week. But wouldn't you rather me have just a ton to give you right away and then skip 2 weeks and then do another 6? You know what I mean? I don't know.
Yeah.
It's tricky. You guys tell us. You know, I'd love to hear comments.
People are creatures of habit, and you know, like a radio show or something, they look forward to something happening, right?
That's true.
I get it. I understand that part of it.
But
this gives you a whole variety to choose from, you know.
Yeah. There's
so
many.
Maybe there's a topic that you don't want to listen to that week, but you could listen to because it's in the, you know, it's in the bank. It's already done.
Yeah, he's...
Sean, don't let him treat you like that.
Don't do that, Sean. Throw that tape back at him. You got it. There's just so many different ones that we're sitting on, different ones. Like, even this podcast. I'm like, all right, well, should I do all 3 in a row?
Right.
It's all the same live. It's just different times in the day, you
right.
know? Or should they be once a week? It's hard to make that decision.
Well, yeah, it's interesting, because if you couldn't make your way out here today... there's so much to see and so much to choose from. I mean, if you're in the market for anything, it's here.
Polaris,
so,
you're doing four-wheelers, UTVs, which we are. We're looking at Massimo, some of those brands right now.
I couldn't believe the amount of four-wheelers and equipment they had here.
You know what? Here's one thing, Jay, I learned, though, today. The one thing I learned today, and you out there who buy four-wheelers or looking at four, they're expensive, dude.
Oh, yeah.
So expensive. They show you these prices that are completely false, not even close to real prices. I'm looking at a price that says $4,100. I'm like, wow, that's great.
By the time you're done, it's double that.
He says delivery charge, taxes, title, okay, yeah. Guys, we're getting a little bit, you know, flimsy here on the out the door price, right? Yeah. You know, tell me $6,000 if it's $6,000. Because that's what anything is four turns out to be six.
Right.
Anything is six is eight. Eight is ten.
It's not like you're buying a car. So when you walk in, you don't think that, right? You don't anticipate those added costs. But
dude, it's ridiculous. So I would have loved to have just literally bought a four-wheeler this weekend. But I don't know what's going on. Like,
right.
I don't know what the prices are.
Right.
The color I want. I want green. I don't want blue. I want a hunting color. You know?
And I'm sure there's good deals here, but you just have to have everything lined up, you know? I mean, you don't want that sticker shock.
All I want, and I'm going to make this very simple. If you work for an ATV company, I just want the OT, whatever it's out the door price.
Yeah,
the OTD price.
Yeah. Give me
that's
the
all
OTD.
I want. If it's $6,000, fine. I get it. You guys got costs. You want to make money? Fine. I want the bottom number without having to figure it out in my head. I don't want to know taxes. You tell me the full bottom line price. It's that simple. That way I know, okay, hey.
If there's somebody out there that can do that, that'd be great. Because, you know, there's
I'll give it up to Ball Equipment. Ball Equipment here had out-the-door prices on the bottom.
Oh, good. Yeah, they got a place in Richmond and Sandusky, I believe.
Right now, they're the only ones I completely trust after walking this thing. There's tons of companies here. But nobody had an out-the-door price but them. Right at the bottom, it showed the price. Boom, right to the penny. So very simple. Anyway, all right, let's talk hunting. So I am extremely excited. We are, like, literally, what is going on here?
We got a guy barged in the tent. He just dropped something off.
We got mineral, baby. That's mine. So we.
$20.
Oh, we're making a deal. $20.
So we have hunting starting here in a couple weeks. It's going to be awesome. Very excited. I'm pumped, dude. Like, I'm ready.
You know, we've had some cool mornings recently here.
Oh, my God.
And I'll tell you what. I wake up in the morning, and instead of putting my, you know, work clothes on, I'm thinking I need to put some camo on because it's here.
So
it is
awesome.
Here. You know, I'm so looking forward to this season. Here in Michigan, there's the deer numbers, at least, you know, out where we're hunting, they seem to be doing really well. I know on the west side of the state they've had some disease issues and things like that, but on the east side over here and on the northern lower, the numbers are up.
Yeah, they're up for sure, dude. I mean, every and I tell you, Brian put 23. I went in there with the odes. We cleared out, passed. It was all messed up.
Okay.
He put two stands up. Okay. One's
That's
a ground
the
blind.
23 mile.
Yeah, one's a ground blind, and one's a ladder stand. And new spots. We had a friend of Brian's came out to help us select spots. I'm not the best of them, I can't lie. Ron was busy, so we couldn't get
Ron's
him.
Ron's got a nose for that.
But there's the guy found an apple tree, okay?
Okay.
And he's like, and this is on the way out. You ever been here?
I've never walked the property, but I know where you're at.
Oh, my God.
You know,
so,
I've seen it from above and things like that
from
the maps.
I'm going to show you some pictures here in a second.
Sure.
But basically, he put the cameras out, so I know where I'm going opening day, but the issue is, for me at least, you know, what to shoot and when to shoot is a little bit tricky.
Right.
Mainly because the property I'm going on has, like, 150s on it, so it's hard to just know if I want to burn the tag,
right?
So he's been putting these cameras out, and this is what he's seen at 23.
Oh, wow. Okay, so you got 130 to 140-inch deer on...
That's
already.
What I'm saying.
Yeah.
I mean, of course I ain't going to pass on this one, but, you know, if it walks through, it's getting
absolutely
it.
Not. That's a nice deer.
And somebody was here earlier. A gentleman was here earlier at the booth. He hunts close to you, Fort Gratiot or something.
Okay, yeah.
And then he made the comment 26 and Baker.
Yep.
So that's by Ron, I think.
Yeah, that's right by Ron.
He showed me some bucks, dude, that were like 150.
You know, and there was a monster taken in a youth hunt there. Is that him?
He showed me pictures.
He hunts
this
right
is the
near
record
the
crossbow
jail.
Shots.
Yeah, yeah.
So my point is this. When you're sitting at 25,
right,
anything can happen.
That's why I love – if Ron says, Jay, you want to hunt with me tonight? I'm hunting. I almost drop anything to do that because it's so unpredictable.
It's like, how are you – going to not hunt there when and even Brian's though anything can happen.
Well, you look at the history of the place, okay, and I've hunted there and I get it. It's not like you're going to go out there and you're going to see a beautiful sunset and watch an eagle fly over your head.
Yeah,
okay,
no, you have cars buzzing.
Yeah, you're going to hear somebody play it. You're going to hear the latest rap song or whoever, you know, the bass bumping in the car as they go by. But guess what? After that, you may have 140 or 150 inch deer, Dave, walk right into your shooting
unbelievable,
lane.
Unbelievable, dude.
I mean, last year, I mean, we talk about Ron. He had such a great time out there every time
the
he
rain?
Hunted.
That was the rain one.
Yeah.
Right? Oh, my God.
Yeah, right before a big front came in. And, you know, there's a lot to be said about the mathematics and all this. I found out this year, timing these hunts, you know. It's crazy how you can actually do an equation to figure out when to hunt.
Yeah, that's insane.
And I never, you know, moon phase, you hear all this different kind of stuff, but there's actually a science to this. And I'm going to try it this year. I'm going to see how that works out. I forget where exactly I found the information. I'd like to share it with everybody, but...
Yeah, that's great.
We'll put it up somewhere so you guys can see it. But it's really neat.
Yeah, that's really cool. I mean, there's like so many different... Tim's messing with us. There's like so many people everywhere right now. This podcast is crazy. People walk around everywhere. Yeah, I'm excited because this year, so basically, Brian put out some, this is exciting for me, and this is why. So Ron kind of does his thing, right? I don't really have time to go hang out with Ron and do this stuff. He just kind of does it whenever he wants.
Yeah.
He's going after work. He's going at lunch. I don't have time for that. So
he makes it happen, yeah.
Brian calls me and says, I need your help. We need to clean up 23. So I go out there with the oats, break the pass open. I mean, literally open it up. He brings a brush hog. And cuts the trails, and he puts the trail cams out. His buddy comes out, help us find the spots. There's deer, nice bucks. You saw them.
Yeah.
So now I'm excited. Like I'm like, wow, this is like I feel like I'm back in the old days, right? Where I'm like coming up with the spot, figuring it out, being you
right.
know what I mean. And it was like so exciting.
Right. Well, there's a lot to be said about that. I mean, when somebody says, hey, you want to come hunt my stand? Okay, cool, man. Hey, I got some nice deer out here. Come hunt my stand. There's a sense of excitement with that.
Yeah.
But there's nothing better than when you actually find your own spot.
Yeah.
You do the work. You set your stand up. You do your scouting. Because to me, that's 90% of it.
Correct.
Harvesting it, you know, hey, that's cool too. But
that's pretty much the killer for the outfitter, right?
Absolutely.
You do it yourself. You figure it out. Even Ron leasing that land in Illinois.
Right.
He still is the one who is figuring out where he's going to be.
Exactly.
He's going to go mobile. He's going to.
And I think that's why he keeps going back, you know.
Yeah, because he's at his own destiny based on his thoughts and, you know, the property.
Well,
look at the overlays.
And the other thing is, too, is if anybody knows Ron, and I've hunted with him a long, long time now, he is not going to let anyone tell him where to hunt.
No.
Okay,
no.
he's going to do his own
right.
thing. And he's absolutely going to go against the grain. You're going to say, I would never hang a stand there. And Ron's going to go, that's where I'm hunting.
Oh, yeah.
And I can't figure it out, but he always shoots really nice bucks.
Unbelievable.
I mean, he puts the work in, though. I mean, there's no doubt about that.
Yeah, I've never seen anybody like Ron, really. So anytime there's anything with, like, doe urine and stuff like that, I always look to Ron because, you know, he's going to be the one that's going to tell me if it's going to work or not.
Right.
I mean, he's going to be straight up. He's not going to lie about it. So it's easy for us to figure out what the situation is.
You know, and I, in a sense, we use Ron for that because it's like, you know, I don't want to waste my money, time, and effort into some product, and Ron will do it, and then he'll let you know whether it's good or not.
For sure.
And you can trust what he's saying. But I always told Ron, because he shoots nice deer every year, and I've never, I don't have a buck that trumps his, but I told him, I said, you get all these nice deer all the time, and people say you're lucky. You're not. You work hard.
Yeah, it's true.
But I will get you one day because I'm going to shoot one bigger than all of them that you got. That's my goal. I may
That's
not
awesome.
Get one every year,
yeah,
but I'm going to trump him.
That's funny.
And he knows it.
Well, how's your Emmett property looking?
Looking real good. I got two twins on there that are probably 120, 130-ish deer that I'm looking at. Both will probably be shooters, and... there's also a 140 to 150 that's been spotted out there. Only a few trail cam pictures of them, though. But, you know, all these deer are core deer, so they're on the property. And you get a chance at them early October, and then they shut down in the lull. And then you got to wait for the rut to kick in.
Yeah.
Because the deer that I'm seeing on trail cam now, come the rut, they're going to be 5 miles away, you know, in November. But what's cool about that is... that's why trail cameras are great for early season, but if you keep the trail cameras out during the peak of the rut or the lead up to the rut, you start to see the neighboring deer that are travelers. They almost won't breed in their core area, so you'll get deer that you've never seen before. How many times have you heard before, I've never seen this deer on trail cam, I've never had a picture of him? Guess what? Because he came from 5 miles away. They won't breed. They just don't breed in their core area. They hang out there, that's their safe spot, and then they roam. So yeah, it's interesting. I'm learning a lot more about this as the years go by, you know.
I think they start off together, and
they
then
do.
Eventually as the season hits, they start to move around.
Absolutely.
So it's, you know.
Well, the show's winding down here.
This is
starting
it,
to slow down a little bit for the first time.
Actually, it's closed now.
It's
closing right
okay,
now.
Yeah.
We have $5 hats right here.
Trying to get a last minute sale here. We got
last
some really good deals.
$1. Just kidding. So it's been fun today. I think
absolutely.
It's been a blast. We have a lot of like hats that are laying around, so Kevin's been selling them.
Kevin's
has.
Been on it, man. He's a lot of T-shirts.
He locked getting, in that area.
Getting the Bowhunter Planet name out there.
We're locked down, so we're out of here. Well, hey, guys, listen, thanks for joining us on this edition of the podcast of the Live at Woods and Water Outdoor Weekend. We appreciate everything, and we'll see you guys around.
Good luck, guys.
See ya.
Thanks so much for listening to the Bowhunter Planet podcast online at bowhunterplanet.com with your host, Team BHP. Check us out on Facebook at Bowhunter Planet. We'll catch you next time.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Life's better with American Family Insurance because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.